The other day, we're standing in the repository. It's evening already. Nothing left to do but dump the lab suits. Then I can head down to the Borscht for my daily dose of booze. I'm relaxing, leaning on the wall, my work all done, and a cigarette at the ready, dying for a smoke. I haven't smoked for 2 hours. Well, he keeps fiddling with his treasures. One safe is loaded, locked, and sealed shut, and he's loading yet another one, taking the empties from our transporter, inspecting each one from every angle, and they are heavy bastards, by the way, 14 pounds each, and, grunting slightly, carefully depositing them on the shelf. He's been struggling with these empties for ages, and all, in my opinion, with no benefit to humanity or himself. In his place, I would have bailed a long time ago and gotten another job with the same pay. Although, on the other hand, if you think about it, an empty really is a puzzling and even a mysterious thing. I've handled them lots of times myself, but every time I see one, I can't help it. I'm still amazed. It's just these two copper discs, the size of a saucer, a quarter inch thick, about 18 inches apart, and not a thing between the two. I mean nothing whatsoever, zip, nada, zilch. You can stick your hand between them. Maybe even your head if the thing has unhinged you enough. Nothing but empty space, thin air. And despite this, there must be something there, a force field of some sort, because so far, no one's managed to push these discs together, or pull them apart either. No, friends, it's hard to describe this thing if you haven't seen one. It looks much too simple, especially when you finally convince yourself that your eyes aren't playing tricks on you. It's like describing a glass to someone, or, God forbid, a wine glass. You just wiggle your fingers in the air and curse in utter frustration. All right, we'll assume that you got it, and if you didn't, pick up a copy of the Institute's reports. They have articles about these empties in every issue, complete with pictures. Anyway, Kirill's been struggling with these empties for almost a year now. I've worked for him from the very beginning, but I still don't get what he wants with them, and to be honest, I haven't tried too hard to find out. Let him first figure it out for himself, sort it all out, then maybe I'll have a listen. But so far, one thing is clear to me. He's absolutely determined to dismantle an empty, dissolve it in acid, crush it under a press, or melt it in an oven. And then he'll finally get it. He'll be covered in glory, and the entire scientific world will simply shudder in pleasure. But for now, as far as I know, he's nowhere near this goal. He hasn't yet accomplished anything at all, except that he's exhausted himself, turned gray and quiet, and his eyes have become like a sick dog's. They even water. If it were someone else, I'd get him totally wasted, take him to a great girl to loosen him up a bit. Then, the next morning, I'd feed him more booze, take him to more girls, and by the end of the week, he'd be A-okay, good as new, ready to go. Except this sort of therapy wouldn't work on Kirill. There's no point in even suggesting it. He's not the type. So, as I said, we're standing in the repository. I'm looking at him, the way he's gotten, how his eyes have sunk in, and I feel sorrier for him than I can say. And then I decide, except I don't really decide. It's like the words tumble out themselves. Listen, I say, Kirill. He's standing there holding up the last empty and looking like he wants to crawl right inside it. Listen, I say, Kirill, what if you had a full empty, huh?